Good morning.
Morning. Thanks for having us.
Ella, Sienna, you're from the hills outside Adelaide.
Yeah, that's right. I think we're about 45 minutes out of the CBD.
What's the name of the place?
We're in Mount Barker.
Is that a good musical place?
I wouldn't say it's musical, but they've definitely been supportive. Our first gig was actually just at one of our local pubs. So even though there's not a massive music scene over where we live, they're still quite supportive.
You guys are at university, high school, work, sport, music. It seems like a kind of a busy, busy life.
It definitely is so busy. So I'm at uni, I'm studying music. Sienna is still in year 11 at school. And yeah, crazy busy. So we definitely couldn't do, what we've done in the last couple of years or keep, I guess, doing our music and following our dreams without the support of our parents and our family, who really help us keep it together, I guess.
Sienna, you announced at the age of 3, when I grow up, I'm going to be a rock star.
Yeah, we were very passionate at a young age and I was very dramatic. So definitely was in there from a young age because our parents were, even though they weren't really musically inclined, I mean, Dad played a bit of guitar, but they still really had a love for music. And so we grew up listening to heaps of different types of music and it definitely started from a young age.
You've been on TV in The Voice Australia. How did that go?
It was really good. It was a wild experience. But we were really proud of ourselves for, I guess, taking that step for our career. But it was just great to be in that really professional industry setting and to see how everything works. And we had such a great time. The backstage crew was so, so helpful and encouraging and genuine. And we had a really great season of artists. We're all like a little voice family. And it was really special to make those connections and relationships.
You're also graduates of the Country Music Association of Australia's Junior Academy.
Yeah, well, that was an amazing experience. We actually both got in on scholarships from a couple country music competitions that we ended up winning, which was just amazing. So we got to go there in Tamworth, I think it was. Yeah, last year in April, around that time. Oh, July. Okay. It's been a while. But it was an incredible experience. All the mentors were industry professionals, so that was really great. They had some amazing insight. And all of the other people that went were our age, so it was amazing to have that shared interest with our peers.
You've played Tamworth, Gympie and other festivals.
Absolutely, yeah. We've been so lucky, even though we've been in the country music scene for, I guess, only a couple of years. It's just so, so supportive of young musicians and, I guess, like emerging artists in general. So, we've had some great opportunities to play at those festivals and it's been really awesome.
Your new single, Saved, that was recorded here in Tasmania.
Yeah, we recorded that in Tasmania with Matt Fell, who we recorded our first single with in Sydney, but then he relocated to Tasmania. So we followed him down there and it was really, really a great experience with Matt. He just really brings the song to life.
It was really cool to travel to Tassie because we'd actually never been before. Yeah. So we were very excited. We were taking a week-long trip just in May. And Matt lives in the middle of nowhere. It's like an hour out of Devonport. And it was so gorgeous, like all the mountains, and it was so peaceful. So it was really good to be able to just have some time just to be creative and really bring our songs to life in the studio.
I do realize that a lot of people who visit Tasmania end up living here.
Yeah, it is gorgeous. It's cold, yeah. But gorgeous.
Tell me, what's your new single, Saved? What's it all about?
Well, Sienna actually came up with the initial idea for Saved. We were kind of working with the lyrical message of like the classic fairy tale prince and princess story, but we wanted to flip it on its head. We're both a little bit stubborn. And I guess as young women in the music industry, we really want to have that feeling of empowerment and independence and share that with other artists just like us. So it's a very, very special one for us.
You mentioned young women in the music industry. I mean, my feeling would be that young women and not so young women in the music industry are doing rather well in Australia.
Absolutely, definitely are, but there is always room for improvement. And I guess just the confidence in general for everyone across the board to be able to follow their dreams and stand up for themselves is so, so important and something we really believe in.
Thank you, ladies.
Thanks so much for having us. Really appreciate your time.
Saved, caught in a river.